Bruce Williamson joins us on the line, spokesperson for Rail Future. What's gone wrong, Bruce?
Well, a whole load of things have gone wrong. It's a long-term failure to plan, I think, as the old cliche goes. Was it planning to fail, failing to plan? So we're seeing major timetable changes, which in turn have been caused by the introduction of new trains, new routes, a major expansion of capacity on the railway, which in itself ought to be good news. But because it's been planned so badly and there are simply not enough drivers to drive the trains, everything has gone horribly wrong.
You're saying this should have been a good story, and it's now gone bad?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, one of the major issues affecting the railway generally, looking at the bigger picture, is the sort of lack of capacity. And you know, many of your listeners will know that they're suffering from overcrowded trains. And that's because the number of passengers wanting to use the railway has doubled in the last 20 years. So we're sort of playing catch-up in getting the rolling stock, getting the lines upgraded and so on. So if we can do that successfully, it's a good news story, because we get more services, more trains, less overcrowding, more seats and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But because it has gone horribly wrong, then, you know, it's turned into a bad news story.
Why has it gone horribly wrong? Because our train timetable is updated, you know, twice a year. Is it such a drastic overhaul and the consequences haven't been thought through?
Exactly that. This is not just your sort of regular upgrade. It is a drastic change of the timetable to take into account, you know, the fact that more people are using the trains, so they have to stop longer at the stations, the fact that we've got new routes and so on. Running a railway and organising a timetable is, you know, an immensely complicated thing to do. It's like playing, you know, not just three-dimensional chess, but sort of ten-dimensional chess.
Mm.
And, you know, I think the Network Rail and the Department for Transport don't have enough staff to plan this. The Department for Transport hasn't sort of allocated enough staff to the franchisee, because of course the DfT sets the specification for the franchise. So Govia, Thameslink and so on are sort of short staff. They don't have enough drivers. They don't have enough managers to manage the problems that they're having to deal with to recruit and train drivers and so on. So, you know, it really is a horrible mess.
So basically the government is essentially running the trains instead of the companies. But why couldn't this been done, say, piecemeal, you know, one or two major lines at a time instead of the whole flipping system?
Well, to some extent it is, actually. It is being phased, but inevitably you make one change. And again, go back to this idea of complexity. Everything affects everything else, because trains have to make connections with other trains. Trains are using the same tracks as the trains of other train operating companies and so on. It all has to fit together like a massive jigsaw puzzle. So even if you phase it in, you're still causing all sorts of knock-on problems that are very, you know, very difficult to sort of see your way through, to think through.
What rights do I have as a customer using the trains right now?
Well, you have the right to delay repay. Obviously, if your train is more than, I think, 30 minutes delayed, and I think in some routes it's 15 minutes, there is compensation payable. But, I mean, you know, that's not really a proper recompense. You know, people want the trains to run. You know, they'd rather not miss the train or have a delayed train and have compensation. They want the train to run on time and not have compensation. And sadly, you know, that's not going to happen for some time to come, because I mentioned this shortage of drivers. You can't just hire drivers at the drop of a hat. They need training, not just in how to drive the trains, but they need training in the routes. And, you know, that requires time on the train when there's no passengers on it to run a train on a congested network and with managers to manage the training of those drivers. It's a horrible nightmare. And it's going to take a long time to sort out.
Bruce, what you're saying is not making me feel any better. You know,
yes, I'm sorry. You know, I love to be the bearer of good news. You know, obviously, as an organisation such as Rail Future, we promote the railway.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a sorry state of affairs when it's gone so horribly wrong in this instance.
I think we should almost start taking cars. You know, they have these signs that says speed limit 20. And I'm almost getting up to that nowadays. I'm like 19 or 18. But is it going to get better at some point?
Yes, it will get better in the longer term. It's just that there's no quick fix. There's no magic bullet here that we can sort of implement. You know, there's a lot of buck passing. You know, people are putting pressure on Chris Grayling to do something, whatever that is. But he can't really do anything. The solution is to train the drivers, and that can't be done overnight. I mean, there are other issues as well. You know, the train operating companies are obviously learning by their mistakes and managing the situation, but it's not going to be a quick fix, I'm afraid.
Bruce Williamson, thank you ever so much for your insight. Spokesperson for Rail Future.